Hello, my name's Ian Campbell. Welcome to About Regional, a new place for the stories of southeast New South Wales. I'm just back from the official opening of Sculpture Bermagui. There's a great new energy and dynamic around this year's exhibition. Head out to the headland at Burmy before the 13th of March and take a look at the sculptures on show. If you drop by this Saturday, the 11th of March, you can also take in the Bermagui Seaside Fair. The fireworks are at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. It's probably Burmy's biggest day of the year. Congratulations to Paul Payton and the new crew behind Sculpture Bermagui. You've done an awesome job. Duke, the Border Collie, just making his presence known. Show season in southeast New South Wales is coming to an end with Cooma and Bemboka Show this Saturday, the 11th of March, and Bombala Show on March 18. Bega Show is the biggest in the region, 3 days and three nights in the middle of February. Sure, the side shows are a big part of showtime, but at the heart of any country show are the people, produce and animals that grow on this land. Tilba Dairy farmer Robin Lucas and her son Charles claimed the prestigious Supreme Champion Dairy Cattle Award at the Bega Show, the best of the best in the dairy ring. But the win was bittersweet for Robin, who after 15 years is being forced from her beloved Sheringham farm at Tilba through family circumstances. I spoke with Robin just after her Bega Show win.
Really, all credit goes to my son, Charles. It's his cow. He chose that cow. He's put in all the hard yards. And I don't necessarily mind what they look like. Charles is very much into his breeding and has a very good eye for it. And it's all turned out for the best.
Robin, a mug like me, explain the breed of cow that won, because that brings particular pride to you.
That's correct. Normally, the Holsteins, for good reason, the black and white cows win the Supreme Champion cow, but this year the cow was an Illawarra. So not only an Australian breed, but the red breed. So we just took it away from the Holsteins this year, but the competition in that to win Supreme Champion was extraordinary. The Jersey and the Holstein cows that were up against my Illawarra were magnificent animals.
A great way to close a chapter in this part of your farming career. Some changes happening in your family. You're moving off the farm there at Tilbury, a place you love. This is a great way to finish this chapter of your life.
It's certainly a bittersweet ending. The end for us is terribly sad, and my lease isn't being renewed on the farm, so we have to go from the farm. The farm from now on won't be a dairy farm, and for Charles and myself and my partner Tony, that's been extremely difficult, but life moves on. Our dispersal sale was on Wednesday, just gone. The support that was shown to ourselves and our cows was extraordinary, both from local farmers and farmers from away, and it just made me so proud that I live and work with all these extraordinary people in the Bega district. And my cows sold very well given that support, and they all went to good homes, which was even better still.
I wasn't there, but talking to people who were, there was some magic there on Wednesday. It was a real show of support from this community for you and your family and the contribution you've made to the region and their way of wishing you well for the future.
I think so, and that was totally unexpected. I know what my dairy farming colleagues are like. I know that they are fantastic people, but when it comes to a dispersal sale, that's generally a little bit different. And I actually made it a fun day on Wednesday. I did a couple of things to turn a sad sale, I guess, into a very much a positive. And there were a couple of little side issues that we did. And I donated a calf and a couple of other things. And that was amazing. So it was all in good fun. And I think that was one of the things that made it into a happy sale. And but some spirited bidding and a fantastic result.
Is it fair to say that spirited bidding was part of that community spirit? People were keen to push the price up as high as they could for you and get a good price for your stock.
Absolutely. And The price for the sale average was extraordinary, and I actually milk all breeds apart from Ayrshires, and sometimes you wonder, because the minor breeds not everybody appreciates or likes, and those minor breeds basically made the same money as the Holsteins, and that was just lovely, and it's great to actually advertise those minor breeds to show people that you can actually breed very good Brown Swiss or Guernsey or Illawarra cows, as well as your Jerseys and your Holsteins. But people were very supportive, yes, and it certainly showed.
The cow that won Supreme Champion today, where does she go?
We actually left her out of the sale because her and a couple of mates who we're very attached to, and they are Charles's breeding cows that he's spent a lot of time and effort with, and the Allen family from Cobargo have very kindly agreed to park them, which is a term that we use, that they're going to keep them at their dairy and treat them like their own. And they have amazing cows, and they're going to milk them and look after them with Charles's help, and they'll live on to fight another day.
What about you, Robin? You have been a great advocate for looking after the land, looking after the animals, and you've also been a great advocate for women in agriculture. This is in your blood. It's your passion. What's your next step? What next for Robin Lucas?
A holiday. A holiday. There's so much more that I'd like to do, and I was actually talking to... I'm very passionate about certainly the dairy industry, and just because I won't be milking cows anymore, I want to continue that on, and I did talk to Bega Cheese the other day about maybe doing something on a voluntary basis to help them with upcoming programs that they've got, and I did actually get told I wasn't allowed to go anywhere, but that's just a passion that I have and that I wanted to continue to share, just because I'm not milking cows anymore. The other thing that I have done in the past is have a lot to do with the Narooma High School children or teenagers, and on a voluntary basis, and they come out to the farm and interact with the animals, and part of the Cows Create Careers program that the school runs. So I'd like to go to do some more work with them, but this time I'll have to go into the school, I think.
They were here today. Their cattle are down there, aren't they?
Absolutely. And those kids work so hard, and most of them don't come from dairying or farming backgrounds. And in particular, there's two girls in year 12 this year that are down in the cattle ring that were absolute novices as year 7 girls, and they are stunning, accomplished dairy cow showgirls now, and they're just fabulous, and they're such wonderful young women, and they're just going to go a long way, and to be a small part of that and to give that encouragement and to show children that there are other things perhaps apart from a degree in a university. Not everybody is cut out for uni. There are lots of other jobs, and to be able to show teenagers that there are a myriad of jobs out there, and this is just one section of them in agriculture, then that's a fabulous thing for me to be able to do.
It's great news that you're going to stay involved with the local farming community. I think everyone around this showground rejoices at that news and wishes you well, Robin Lucas. Thank you for your time. Take care.
And thank you so much, Ian, and thank you to everybody who has been so kind in their support for us over this past week.
We wish you well, Robin. Tilba's Robin Lucas. And I love that idea of local farmers paying above market value for Robin's cattle in order to kick her on to her next adventure. This is About Regional, a new, snappier version of the program. Your feedback is always welcome, your story ideas too, and if you'd like to talk advertising, then the door is open. Just flick me an email, hello@aboutregional.com.au. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Egan Campbell. This is About Regional, a new place for the stories of Southeast New South Wales.